This call is being recorded.
All right. Welcome, everybody. And thank you for being on the call with me this evening. I just wanted to make announcements on this recording. And the announcements are as follows. Wednesday, November the 8th, at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna, Nature Sunshine is bringing a guest speaker, Cindy Clement. And then on Friday, November the 10th, Cindy Clement will appear in the Vancouver area. That's in Metrotown Burnaby at the Holiday Inn Express. Wow. I also want to talk a little bit about TAFI. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It changes people's lives. It gives them a sense of responsibility and direction for their own health. There is no course out there in this whole American world that is equivalent to TAFI, where you get the knowledge and you apply it in your daily life. It doesn't take much time. TAFI in itself is a total of 20-minute phone call. And it's very structured, where you commit to your health by eating the right foods, having a smoothie every day, taking cat's claw combination to open up your lymphatic system, taking a prebiotic psyllium hulls and something to open up your bowel so that the toxic material can move out. We also do a bowel cleanse, a kidney flush, and a liver cleanse during that two-month period that you're involved in TAFI. It is the only way I know of for people who would like to, number one, sustain their health if they're already healthy. Number two, if they happen to be athletic, and I'm going to mention Dane, that's Angie's boyfriend. If they're athletic, they can build up their athletic performance, as we have witnessed with Dane. Or if they have a disease condition that they're diagnosed with, TAFI is the answer. We do this through therapeutic nutrition. If you are interested in TAFI, please let me know. And maybe I will talk to Angie. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Angie, can I put you on the spot? Can you tell us a little bit about TAFI in a few short words? Go ahead,
yeah.
Angie.
Well, Dane and I did it earlier this year. It was amazing, especially for the athletic part you were talking about. While we were doing it, Dane was training for an Ironman, and the nutrition through the TAFI program really, really helped him. He did a half, and then he had some issues there with some cramping and stuff in his legs and stomach. And then with the full, really focused in on more of the energy electrolyte tea, the chi tonic, and the smoothies, and that was amazing for him. For me, I'm also into working out with him, not to the extent he is, but we had some amazing results. Just really, really like resets you kind of. It puts you into the habit of, you know, every morning you have your routine and you focus on getting grounded and your ionic breathing. And it was really, really good for both of us to just kind of reset and get back in tune with our bodies.
Thank you, Angie. So I'm just going to recap. So when Dane did the half Ironman, he did not do the smoothies and the chi tonic, and he got cramping. And after doing the TAFI program with the smoothies and the chi tonic and eating the right foods, he then did a full Ironman, completed it, and no cramping. That's the big difference. Thank you, Angie, for sharing. So today I want to talk a little bit about cancer, because that's what this talk is really about. However, if you understand cancer, you will understand all disease conditions. In my world, there is no such thing as cancer. That's a tough one to digest. There is only an accumulation of toxic debris inside. There is a nutritional deficiency, and there's mental and emotional stress. Everyone out there talks about cutting out cancer. Not so with the therapeutic nutritional program. This is a different way of thinking. This is about stopping to feed your cancer. This is about addressing your personal sources of inflammation. Where does the poison come from that causes the inflammation and prevents the oxygen from flowing and moving to that injured area? This is about cleaning up your inner toxic waste debris. This is about raising your body temperature. All cancers live in low body temperatures. I also want to say it was mathematically calculated by a medical doctor that Steve Jobs' cancer started when he was 24 years old. He died in his 50s. That's 30 years later. Everyone should be on this call. Cancer is an epidemic. Recently, Health Canada announced to our Canadian world that 1 in 2 people are being diagnosed with cancer, yet no one addresses the lifestyle and nutritional issue. So what we want to talk about this evening, what I want to talk about in place of Starla, who cannot be on the call, is that we cannot cut out cancer. We need to clean it out. If we cut out the cancer, it just appears somewhere else. And why does that happen? A lump, or perhaps a so-called tumor, appears for a very good reason. If you trust that the body has an amazing intelligence well beyond scientific knowledge. A tumor is your body's way of walling off a very invasive toxic waste debris that's present in your bloodstream. Your body creatively and intelligently finds a very safe avenue to create a wall around those poisons in the body so that they are not harming the rest of your body. Imagine the miracle this is. And if you decide to expose this lump to an injury, perhaps via a biopsy, or have it surgically removed, imagine what starts to happen. Now that this amazing disposal system, this lump, has been removed, the body no longer has a system of depositing unwanted poisons and toxins. And consequently, those poisons and toxins continue to float freely in your blood, thereby harming other organs and glands. The toxins in the blood have nowhere to go until another wall is created, or the poisons start irritating another organ and another cancer is formed. I want to give you an example. Sheena, at age 20, was diagnosed with a sarcoma in her leg. She had it surgically removed, and then she completed a series of radiation treatments. Did cutting out the lump get rid of her cancer? Here is your answer. 5 years later, at age 25, she was diagnosed with lung cancer. That's bad enough, but the worst of it is that she was told she only had 3 months to live. Cutting out that tumor at age 20 did not get rid of her cancer. The poison just settled somewhere else. In Sheena's situation, it was her lungs. There is a happy ending to this story, and it is that Sheena did the therapeutic nutritional program where she took cat's claw, smoothies with a mineral chi tonic, chlorophyll, and she overcame her cancer in a few short months. And that was way back in 1998. Sheena is alive and well today. This is 2017. I want to give you some other examples. Juanita was diagnosed with uterine cancer. And she was a guest on this call about a year ago. Juanita succumbed to surgery at the time of her diagnosis to have her uterus along with her cancerous tumors removed. and to do the chemotherapy and radiation treatments. Did this procedure get rid of her cancer? Here is the answer. 2 years down the road, the cancer came back in the uterine area exactly where she had had the surgery. As I clearly state, you cannot cut out the cancer. Juanita then turned to a therapeutic nutritional program, and till this day, I think it's about 9 years later, she is cancer-free. I want to talk about Gary. He was diagnosed with throat cancer. And now we're going back to, we're going back to about 2011. He did the chemotherapy treatments. He did the radiation treatments to try to kill the cancer. And then about a year later, the cancer returned with a vengeance. Now it was in his lungs. He was also given a death sentence. And what did he do? This is when he turned to therapeutic nutrition. And he did the program and overcame the cancer. And he also is alive and well. This is 2017. I worked with him in 2003, as did Yvonne. I want us simply to know you cannot cut out the cancer. You need to clean out the debris that causes the cancer. Another story. Shauna, at age 29, was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had succumbed to surgery, and she had her breast surgically removed. Then she did chemotherapy and radiation, and she did tamoxifen for 5 years. Did this action get rid of her cancer? The answer is no. 5 years later, after doing chemo, radiation, tamoxifen, she was diagnosed with cancer in exactly the same place where the surgery took place. You cannot cut out the cancer. The good news about Shauna is that she did the therapeutic nutritional program, and she is cancer-free for more than 7.5 years now. I think it's close to 8 years now. So I want to also strongly say one more thing. When I mention people such as Sheena and Juanita and Gary and Shauna, I want to say they did not stop their therapeutic nutrition. They did not go back to eating junk food, grains, alcohol, drugs, antibiotics, flu shots, and so on. They understood that you cannot put poisons back into your body and expect a healthy body. I can also tell you of people who have successfully completed the program and then stopped therapeutic nutrition, reverted back to their old lifestyles, their old ways, and guess what happened? The lumps returned a few years later. The cancers came back. I cannot emphasize enough that today your grocery store bought foods simply do not contain enough nutrition to sustain your health, to give the stem cells all the nutrients required for healthy cell replication. And you must resort to nature's sunshine superfoods to nourish your body, to keep it in good health. So what are some of the nature's sunshine superfoods? Top of the list is mineral chi tonic. It gives you all the minerals required, all the minerals that are missing from your grocery store bought foods. It is minerals that come from ancient plant sources, which I find very amazing and very interesting. It also contains herbals that help to feed your entire glandular system, your adrenals, your pituitary, your thyroid. It helps to increase your body temperature, to increase circulation. Number two I want to talk about Green Zone. Green Zone has spirulina in it, has chlorella in it, and a number of different therapeutic herbs, therapeutic plants. It is a source of amino acids. It is a source of good carbohydrates. It is a whole food powder. And let me tell you, it's green. Let's talk about Colitrim Plus. It comes from a bovine source. It's collagen powder. It is pre-digested amino acids. It tastes good too. Your membranes need collagen. It's the glue that keeps your organs intact. Flax hull lignans. One tiny scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seeds. In other words, it takes 2 gallons of flax seeds to make one tiny scoop of lignans. Lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. Those toxic estrogens feed cancer. And the flax lignans is scientifically known to bind and pull out those xenoestrogens. Let's talk about chlorophyll. It comes from the alfalfa plant. It's known as to be, it's another name of it is liquid sunshine. The alfalfa plant has deep roots, grows into the earth in search of all kinds of trace minerals. And chlorophyll is the same structure as the blood cell. And so it feeds the blood, it's high in iron, it attracts oxygen to the bloodstream, and it has the ability to clean out heavy metals. Let's talk about Arginine Plus. It is a source of nitric oxide to increase body temperature and blood circulation. Zambrosa is another superfood. It's the highest ORAC value on the market. Means high antioxidant power. That's Zambrosa. And it tastes delicious. Then we have several protein powders that are known and tested to be therapeutically nutritious for their amino acids, such as Sinner Protein Powder, NutriBurn Whey Protein, which is a type 2 protein, and it comes from New Zealand. So these are grass-fed animals. I want to move into understanding cancer, what it is, and how we can then overcome cancer. Unless you understand what cancer is, how can you overcome it? We need to define it. We need to know what it is. Here it is. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by a fungal infection. For cancer to occur, there has to be, number one, an injury. How do I know there is an injury with cancer? Cells replicate in cancer. And one thing we need to know following the laws of nature, cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. And the reason is to repair an injury internally. In other words, cells have rules. They only divide to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Nutrients are the building blocks that the stem cells require for cell replication, healthy cell replication. How can the stem cells do their job of healthy cell replication unless all the building blocks are in place? Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Oxidation by the stem cells is just not happening. Without oxygen, oxidation cannot happen. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. We call it inflammation, to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing that inflammation. Number five, with all this toxicity, with the lowered oxygen level, with no nutrition, an infection takes place, a fungal infection. That toxic debris accumulation leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, either outer skin cells or inner skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope we can see that connection between cancer, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, infertility, and obesity. I want to move into talking a little bit about injury. Cancer starts from an injury, and oftentimes we think of an injury as being an outward physical injury, like a fall, an accident, or a blow. Yes, that's true, but we have to go beyond those kind of injuries. Think about an exploratory surgery. That causes an injury. Think about an infected organ that can rupture. That causes an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile ducts. Mammograms injure the breasts. Radiation burns cause injuries. As you noticed, I've mentioned and given you an example of Shauna, who did radiation, and the cancer came back. Gary did radiation, the cancer came back. Juanita did radiation, the cancer came back. Sunburn causes injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. All of our present-day grains have toxic lectins that cause holes in the gut membrane, which we call leaky gut. Leaky gut equals injury. Let's now move into nutritional deficiencies. An injury can come as a result of a nutritional deficiency, and that's when the cell membrane loses its integrity because it doesn't have enough nutrients, and it cracks, as does the skin on the outside when you have chapped lips. And that's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. agricultural practices today have depleted and interfered with our plants' ability to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods today are so deficient in nutrients, it has been scientifically documented that you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Meats today have 54% less iron. Broccoli has 75% less calcium. Fruits have 27% less zinc. Spinach has 60% less iron. I hope that you are all getting that picture as to the importance of having a superfood smoothie at least once a day. Antoine Bichamp, he stated in the 1860s that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. In the 1970s, Dr. Linus Pauling, father of vitamin C, repeated exactly the same thing in different words when he said, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Many of us today are lacking omega-3 because we end up consuming hydrogenated oils. We have to get back to sardines and mackerel. These are high in omega-3. A lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells and thereby can cause an injury to the cell walls. There was a study done once with a breed of cats that were induced with cancer. And then they were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The omega-3s increased the oxidation process to the point that the oxidation process was so rapid the cancer cells were exploding and these cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Today, we also have been told that we should drink alkaline water and that maybe ingesting baking soda is a good idea because it increases the pH level. I want to say something here. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid digests and converts proteins such as meat and cheese into its amino acid components. If you consume alkaline products or drink alkaline water over a long period of time, you are neutralizing the hydrochloric acid in your stomach with the consequence of an inadequate amino acid at the cell level. Your stem cells need amino acid for cell repair. I want to tell you this story. A lady came into my office once and she was covered with skin blotches and she had no idea where they were coming from, and neither did I. But in conversation, she finally asked me, could this be from the alkaline water that I am drinking? I then found out she was drinking alkaline water 24/7. She had done that for 2 years. That's the consequence. The stem cells did not have enough amino acid for cell repair, and they were stealing them from the skin, and the skin was reacting. Once the alkaline water was stopped and she did a therapeutic nutritional program, her health came back. Now think about the toxic debris that's accumulating internally. Perhaps in some vulnerable, genetically weak organ. That toxic debris can invite parasites. That was proven by Dr. Hulda Clark. And those parasites live in that toxic debris and can cause injury to the membrane where that debris is accumulating. That toxic debris can also invite viruses that can cause an injury, such as human papilloma virus. Taking a vaccination to prevent human papilloma virus is never going to work. We need to clean out the debris in which that virus will continue to survive and live. And that virus can damage the tissues of the cervix internally, thereby causing an injury. Toxic debris can also invite infections. How often have you heard of hepatitis? A hepatitis infection only lives in the liver if there is an accumulation of morbid waste matter. And what do we do with all those itises and all those viruses? We end up taking an antibiotic. I strongly suggest that we never use antibiotics, that we resort to using a plant called cat's claw, and it's a combination, cat's claw, astragalus, and echinacea, and we use it in high doses. We even have people on this call this evening who have had a toxic root canal extracted. They resorted to high doses of cat's claw combination and silver to clean out that infection, and it worked, and it will always work. I don't ever go anywhere without cat's claw combination. Several doctors have talked about cancer being related to candida. Candida is a yeast infection. It's fed by sugar, starches, various drugs, antibiotics. Candida is known to grow a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome. It then escapes into the bloodstream and makes the blood sticky and heavy, thereby impeding the flow of oxygen and nutrients to all the various tissues and organs of the body. It slows down blood circulation. It decreases body temperature. Candida produces xenoestrogens that feed cancer. These xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism and body temperature. The thyroid is responsible for iodine sources to absorb toxic radiation. I'm hoping you can see the connection between candida, xenoestrogens, thyroid, body temperature, metabolism, and iodine. And those toxic estrogens from candida scramble up all the hormones in your body. They are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, PSA, prostate. And the false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production. That's why Collatrim Plus is so essential as a superfood in your smoothie. The candida weakens the collagen production of the membranes. It weakens inner inherent weak, genetically weak organs and glands. Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a laboratory scientist who studied vaccinations in a lab in the 1950s. And here she was in a lab injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And she discovered, to her horrifying alarm, that these hamsters were getting various tumors and cancers. She reported her finding to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute a vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She didn't say within 2 years. She said within 20 years. That was 1957 when she was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer in 2017. Sugar is a contributor factor to cancer. Think about it. If sugar robs calcium from your teeth, it also robs minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, that's holes in your teeth. What do you think sugar does to your organs internally? Dr. Fibiger, 1926, watched rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. So he repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he related sugar to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize for his findings. Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 proved exactly the same thing, that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury comes also from heavy, toxic heavy metals, such as mercury fillings in your teeth. All vaccinations and flu shots and shingles shots and pneumonia shots all have toxic heavy metals, aluminum and mercury. They get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. They cause inflammation. They impede blood circulation. They lower the body temperature. Dr. Hamer, he stated that injury in cancer comes from strong negative emotions. Think about anger and how that makes you feel. Think about unforgiveness, hatred. Think about what the solar plexus, how that makes you feel. You immediately feel that brewing up of acids. Those acids eat away at the membranes of your internal organ. And there is a saying that goes along with cancer. It's called, what's eating you? So cancer starts from an injury. And now you understand the many different sources of injury. And cancer absolutely requires a framework of nutrient energy to repair and heal the injuries. Let's talk about what happens when there's an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area. We call it current of injury. And that sets up an ionic field in the injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells then initiate the process of cell replication to repair the injured membrane. In order for them to do that, they need fundamental building blocks, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. And the stem cells are happy and can do their job of healthy cell replication if there is an abundance of all of these nutrient building blocks and energy and oxygen. But imagine what happens when one of the building blocks is missing, and you already know it's minerals, that's one of them. Essential fatty acids is another one. then that cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury, again, by feeding our stem cells minerals and essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation. Inflammation actually starts from a leaky gut. I've mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains. They all poke holes in the gut membrane and they escape into the bloodstream. And these unwanted residues of toxic debris in the blood make the blood sticky and heavy. And imagine what a stressful impact that is on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. So that heavy debris now causes the little tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escaping of this toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues around the organs of your body or the glands of your body. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen, nutrients, and water to the cells and tissues. When the little tiny holes in the capillary walls dilate, then these blood plasma proteins start to leak out. They attract sodium. Sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, candida, undigested food particles, toxic lectins, heavy metals, and so on. It's a swelling, and your body is amazing. If you have a healthy lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the blood, dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavian valves next to the neck area where the neck is. And the lymph, which is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, it will take excess sodium and all of these toxins. It neutralizes and destroys some of them, and it dumps the rest out through our elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Imagine what starts to happen when that poor lymphatic system in that injured area becomes overloaded by debris from drugs, acids from emotions and stress, toxic teeth, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on. Pretty soon it starts to malfunction. And now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins to the point that it leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. Back to Dr. Otto Warburg, who said, when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. This is the law of nature. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. And the whole fermentation process produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus to have a big party. So, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic illness. It is the fungus that genetically mutates the cells as they replicate. Therefore, you have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that we call cancer. And those fungal mutated cells in no way can repair the injury. And now we start to understand why there is a continuous replication of mutated cells. Now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth, when there's an injury and the repair of the injury is not made due to a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infection takes over, we can prevent cancer from happening. We can reverse the whole process if you understand it. So what do? Stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, yeast products, starches, grains, fruit juices, alcohol, junk food. We eliminate them. We don't eat them. They are not meant for our bodies. We eat the right foods. We feed the stem cells. We can have grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables of all kinds, salads, walnuts, almonds, all the seeds. We can have berries, which are so good for you. They're high antioxidants and they're low sugar. And that's when we make the smoothies. At least minimum two smoothies a day. I remember one client, Bob, who had cancer of the esophagus, and he could not eat food. He simply drank 6 smoothies a day, and he took all of his herbals as part of his smoothie. That was in 2003. He became cancer-free 2 months after doing the smoothies, and he's cancer-free till this day, 2017. The smoothies, what should you put in them? Some of the superfoods I mentioned, Chinese mineral chi tonic, Collagen Plus. I just want to say each one of them has a color, and our body recognizes colors because they come in energy. Energy is color. Red, Chinese mineral chi tonic. Yellow, flax hull lignans. White, Collagen Plus. Blue is Zambrosa and water. Green, Green Zone, spirulina, chlorophyll. And then it's important to take some super omega-3. Then we work on decreasing inflammation. This is where we add cat's claw combination that opens up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins and move them out through the natural elimination channels. Flax lignans binds toxic xenoestrogens. Colostrum, taken on an empty stomach, binds toxic lectins. This is science. Protease Plus enzyme is a designer enzyme taken on an empty stomach, gets into the bloodstream to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells to digest them and to digest any other undigested food particles in the bloodstream. Then we have to address the root sources of our inflammation. And many times this is where taffy comes in, taking action for your health, so you can discover your own personal source of your own inflammation and take action. Do whatever it takes to get rid of the source of the inflammation. And you, or you can do a consultation. I'm happy to do that for you. Next one, we increase blood circulation. This is where we do the oral chelation tablet called MC. It cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic wastes. It cleans out toxic triglycerides. It increases blood circulation. It increases oxygen and nutrient flow, and thereby it increases body temperature. We activate all the elimination channels. We have herbs for the kidneys, herbs for the bowels, herbs for the liver. We address the cancer infection by using PAPA, which has over 20 years of scientific studies by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. And he said this. He found PAPA to be 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy because PAPA inhibits sugar from feeding the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells, and it can get right into the cancer cell and destroy that cancer called apoptosis. We can increase stem cell production by using astragalus. It's also found in Cas-Glock combination. It's found in mineral chitonic, and we have it as single capsulated astragalus. We can also use silver to increase stem cell production. I want all of us to know here today that you have the power in your body to overcome any diseased condition that's lurking in there. No one can cure your cancer for you except you. By following a therapeutic nutritional program. There are many success stories that are written in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. There's many others that are not written in that book. And I'm hoping that this information that you received this evening, that you will incorporate the superfood smoothies into your own lifestyle for cancer prevention, or if you happen to be diagnosed with cancer, that you do the same. This is common sense stuff following the laws of nature. These plants were put on this earth for a purpose, for you to overcome your own disease condition, be it cancer, multiple sclerosis, infertility, Parkinson's, obesity, and so on. And if you know of someone who's diagnosed with one of these diseases, please invite them to the Monday night call. Please encourage them to do the program TAFI. Thank you, and I'm going to turn the recording button off.